One foggy Christmas night, when I was about 6 or 8, I remember that I had a bad dream. It's more than 40 years ago now, so I don't recollect what scared me. But I remember waking up in the early hours of the morning, and the room being dark, and my late grandmother being there. Perhaps I was staying in her house, maybe she was in ours. But in any case, I remember how soothing and gentle she was. There was nothing to be scared of in the night, she said, especially on Christmas night. The night was a gift, if you were lucky enough to be sleeping in a safe, warm house. And it was well known, she added, that on a dark and foggy night like this, God and the angels kept a special watch on children. If you listened, she told me, you could hear the trumpet of the angels. And we listened together, and I heard it. The sound itself, looking back, was more like a bassoon than a trumpet, or maybe even slightly like a tuba. But most of all, it was like itself. Out of the night, like a strange note of comfort, came the sound of one of Ireland's foghorns. Reassuring, soothing, strong but calming, one of the night presences that spoke of the angels. Sailors would come home, storms would be survived, all would be well with the world. I grew up in a coast town, and when you're living on a small island, you're never too far from the sea, one of the most gorgeous things about Ireland. The sea is our opera, always beautiful to look at, no matter the season or the weather. But I can say that on those nights when I couldn't see it at all, those stormy or foggy nights when I was listening in bed, it seemed a tide of memories and stories. The distant foghorn would sound as it sounded through so many of our childhoods and so many of our adolescences and adulthoods too. And somehow it spoke of the realm of heart's desire. As Shakespeare has it, "Be not afeard, the isle is full of noises, sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. But when I waked, I cried to dream again.
Underneath the stars I'll meet you, underneath the stars I'll greet you. There beneath the stars I'll leave you, before you go your own free will. Go gently, underneath the stars you met me, underneath the stars
A couple of years ago, alas, the last Irish foghorn sounded. In the modern and efficient world we live in now, there is no need anymore for the trumpet of the angels. GPS technology has replaced all that. The orchestra of the night has lost something more than its brass section. That mournful yet consoling piece of the Irish night song is to vanish into the republic of silenced sounds. The place where Charles Mitchell is still reading the news, and where Frankie Byrne is never far away, accompanied by Frank Sinatra and that heenie of the airwaves, Micheál O'Hare, is painting his pictures with words. It's a country of church bells that are rung, not recorded. A place where it's still possible to hear the clop of horses delivering milk. It's the country where the Wanderley wagon is rolling down a laneway while Mr. Crow goes squabbling with Judge. It's the country of the past where Ciarán MacMahona is speaking on MacIolhu, the land the Angelus comes from and the sound of the corn crakes. Not long ago, it was reported in the newspapers that the bittern has returned to Ireland, that bird which people of my own age will remember from the Leaving Cert as An Bunam Bui. But now, as if to even out the score, Ireland's foghorns are gone forever. The last one has sounded, we are officially modern. A small, insignificant, unimportant loss. And nothing to the losses so many have known. But the thought that my own children will never hear the trumpet of the angels, and that I myself will never hear it again, is for me a slightly sad one, and I don't think I'm alone. Only a few weeks ago, during the cold of mid-December, I was walking near the sea one night when I heard it call to me from the darkness. It was a voice that spoke of the people who were our lighthouses when we were lost and afraid. Our beacons, our watchtowers, our lifeboats. A voice that said to all of us, you are not alone. A voice that told our knights, there are angels.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic.
Solstice at Newgrange. Dawn inches down the tunnel, a grey snail of light trailing the millennia in its wake. It snakes to the chamber, slowly unfurling and spreads among the cope stones, diffusing like hope. Over old graven runes, strange spirals, soul maps, gospels unknowable, lost testaments etched. The tomb gleams briefly, speaking of forever. Sheep bellow near the river from where the stones were fetched. Stone rhymes with pale sun in the womb of the fields as it's done for 50 centuries on the year's shortest day. Its promise of sacredness repeating in symphonies played by the rocks and the wet winter clay. And the wetlands of Meath sing a folk song with the stars, Hosanna of the planets, as early cars pass, bringing travellers to work. In a city full of windows, and mothers doing shopping pause by tinseled storefronts. A boy selling holly on Moore Street is laughing, even as the headlines grow weary again. But Advent cracks open in the chorus of a carol, beaten out by buskers on Aston Quay. Buckets full of change chink a memory of your childhood. God rest ye, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay.
Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
And everything fake disappears for one instant. The fairy lights, the glitter, the things you couldn't buy. The neon delirium doesn't seem to matter. Christmas trees, heavy with shaggy aplomb, bow to a moment when the world was young. And the grey light retreats through the shadow of itself. The motes of dust moving and settling again. In a field in County Meath, the world is reborn. Near a broken down stable where a homeless couple sleep, cows raise their heavy heads, astonished by the dawn.
I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me. God's eye to look me.
Christmas time in Ireland, 1974. Your aunt came home from Coventry, your uncle from Luton. Tears of joy on the pier as the ferry came in. The parcels they brought, wrapped in crisp brown paper. The thunderstorms of family resemblance. Maureen Potter in the gaiety. Reverend mothers. Benji Reardon, Christian Brothers, Bay City Rollers, Skinheads Mutts, Charles J. Hawhey's private yachts. And we didn't have much and we didn't get more. It was Christmas time in Ireland, 1974. Midnight Mass, eternities of incense wafting through the carols like a rumour of hope over fellas in the porch, and they smoke in sweet afton with the paws in the pockets and the butt in the beak. Candles in the windows on the cold walk home, counting up the Christmas trees with Uncle John, a handsome man, quiffed with London in his talk and a touch of Kirk Douglas in his princely walk. Footsteps on the floorboards, chuckles in the hall, the grown-ups downstairs and the smell of spiced beef, elves in your fantasies, plates of custard creams, camels bringing kings through the deserts of your dreams. Here it is, Merry Christmas. Mud singing tiger feet, Noddy Holder and Slade, the Wombles, the Sweet TK Lemonade, Angel Delight, Gay Byrne playing Oh Holy Night. You and all your siblings stuffed in front of the box, sugared up to the eyeballs for Top of the Pops. Granddad's pulling crackers, sipping Mateus Rosé. I wish it could be Christmas every day. Aromas of turkey and Christmas cooking. You stole a swig of blue nun when your mam wasn't looking. Squabbles breaking out over who'd sit where. And your auntie growing tearful, remembering her husband who died that year. Went to heaven, you were told, her courage like a bird in her folded hands. Wishbones getting broken. Pope's noses chewed. And there's not enough chairs, but there's too much food. Your people home from England. You are happy as a breeze. Crowded to the table, sat on grown-ups' knees. It was pass around the pudding till we set it alight. And now, said your father, it's the highlight of the night. The cake that your mother spent 2 days making. And their names in scarlet icing round the edge of the board. And everything stopped in the blink of the lights. The red, the green, the red, the green, and the sacredness of being in a room.
That's not a home. Try to imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas.
The mail boat takes them. And all Dunleary's tinsel, and the windows of Arnott's and Cleary's never quite atone. The moving crib, a choir in Stephen's Green singing Little Town of Bethlehem, the year you turned 13. Too big anymore to hold your daddy's hand, so you stood there in his shadow. And the Garda silver band played carols from a past that you never knew you'd known, for already it was over. It was Christmas. You were grown too quickly past the marches of a child's belief and into other Bethlehems. Time is the thief. And yet, but still, in certain Decembers, a small brittle heart in us hopes and remembers an Irish song in an English accent when love came home for Christmas.
The rose upon the briar and the water running clear lend enchantment to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, oh, but mine can know no rest. Oh, my true love is far away from me. Oh, it's straight I will repair to the curragh of Kildare. For if there I'll find tidings of my dear. A livery I will wear, and I'll comb back my hair.
Yes, he will. Yes, I will.
And in velvet shades of green I will appear. Oh, yes, this I'll undertake for my own true lover's sake. And she lives in the curragh of Kildare. Oh, it's straight